Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today I've got some more entitled parent stories that I know you're gonna love. Entitled mum and kid want Kindle, will lie, cheat and steal for it. So if you can believe it, when I was in elementary school, the school had a Scholastic funded reading contest every year. It was a readathon, donate 60 cents for every hour or page or something like that to your school and Scholastic will match it. Now, being the big brain lone wolf I am, I won the contest every single year by staying up all night reading, and I was proud. We now only have 2 out of 5 Kindles remaining. We lost one, donated one, and an entitled kid broke one. So, this is the 4th year of the contest. People should know by now who the big reading dog is. Tis I, who reads chapter books and sleeps in class. However, like a week before the contest, I'm approached by this kid, maybe in 3rd grade, I'm in 4th, and he goes, "I'm gonna win the Kindle this time." I'm confused and startled by a stranger approaching me and initiating communication. I've read 27,000 pages, you're going down. Oh, cool, well I've read 34,000, you're nearly caught up. The entitled kid is flustered, he didn't outread me. Did I say 27,000? I meant 37,000. Okay. He storms off. I should say for context from one of the old score sheets I have, over the course of a day I read anywhere from 1,200 to 5,000 words. My parents actually capped it so I didn't stay up too late, that is dedication. Over the course of a week, my score grows by roughly 13,000. I was cramming. On Friday, the winners are announced. Me, first. Guy called Raj, second. The entitled kid is in third. I go up to get my prize, but the entitled kid's mum, who also of course is entitled, gets a firm grip on my arm. The entitled mum, who has a normal haircut, but everything else from glasses to face, screams, "Karen, sweetie, is there anything you want to tell the judges before you go up?" Thank you? "No, about how much you read." "Oh, yeah, I had fun." "No, god dang it, that you cheated. You all cheated." My mum intervenes. "No, he worked very hard for this. He deserves it." Raj says as well, "Hey, did you just call us liars? Look, my entitled son read so much, and yet you still say your kids read more? Impossible. More likely you cheated and said you read more than you really did." "No, my mum actually capped my score so I wouldn't read too much." "Yeah, and my mum only let me read 3 hours a day." The entitled kid said, "I couldn't even read that much, and I filled out the form wrong, so you must be lying. Mummy, these are lying boys I told you about who keep stealing my Kindle." The principal comes over because of the commotion. "What's going on here?" The Scholastic worker says, "Well, the kid there, me, won first place if their name is blank, right?" The principal nods. "But this boy here," gestures at the entitled kid, "says he must have cheated." Which is BS, because I have frequently had to take books away from my son because my son stayed up too late reading. The principal takes the box with the Kindle. "So, this is yours then." I reach out to grab it, and the entitled mum's wrinkled fist slams it into the floor. I'm just a 9-year-old who's just been denied a toy I worked for a month to get, so of course I begin to cry. My principal and mum are in shock. "What? Look what you've done. You've made my entitled kid upset. He's usually so happy. But because of your ignorance, I had to break his new toy to teach you a lesson."
"I want that Kindle."
My mum's internal binary code turns from green to red. A feminine robot voice says, "Lady mode activation confirmed." "Did you just disrespect my child by damaging my property?" The entitled mum is shocked at not being the only entitled mum. "Excuse me? You heard me. Now pay for the dang $600 tablet you just broke." The entitled mum's gears start turning about what had just happened.
"Come on, son, let's go."
"Don't you dare, bitch." "Stop, I've seen enough. Mum, just let the other mum go." "Scholastic worker, can you give OP another tablet?" "No, sorry, kid. If you want a tablet, take it up with them." She points at the entitled duo. "So I do. I pester that kid every day if he has my money or my tablet. And eventually, he becomes my friend, eh?" I never got any compensation. My mum didn't press charges. All of this really happened except for the dialogue, which is an overdramatic approximation. How on earth am I supposed to know what I said back in elementary school? Well, this was an interesting story to start with, for sure. I'm not completely sure it's all 100% accurate, but it did happen a long time ago. time ago, so fair enough. The thing that does make me think that is that he said that the Kindle was $600. Now, I know that Kindles are not that much money. So what I want you guys to do, I want you to let me know in the comments, do you think this story was real or maybe a little bit dramatized? Let me know. Moving on to our next story. Now, I've quickly looked this one over already, and this is absolutely insane. My sister's a what? A rumor that destroyed my sister, started by an entitled grandma and her entitled family. Before people say this did not happen, it did, and it cost my sister a lot of self-esteem. My sister passed in October of 2019 due to a medical issue and an overdose of medication that she mixed up. She broke her back in 2002, causing her no end of pain and endless surgeries. Between 1993 to 1999, my sister was doing modeling for various companies in Colorado and Texas. She was actually told in her junior year that she would be suspended from her uppity and rather boring high school in Texas, but she did it anyway because to her it was just a hobby. Now, from 1996 to 97, she did some really cool commercials that she made a lot of money on. I was really proud of her, and so I thought her friends could be too, but I couldn't be more wrong. After a commercial that she did, the money she got she put away in a college fund. She also made sure I ended up with some too. I didn't find out until my senior year of high school. We also got to be extras in an upcoming miniseries, where I got a chance to meet Stephen King. Wow! We arrived at our high school pretty jazzed when it started near mid-August. I had told a few friends about it, and we kind of just made sure my sister knew she was awesome. But one of her friends, whose parents were a little too religious, did not think so. It all started with a complaint my sister made about a fellow model, we will call them E, that kind of got the ball rolling. She told our mum that E was doing heroin and she did not want to work with him in the future. She also caught E, who was staying with us between shoots, stealing from us, namely me because I had some rare things. My sister also complained about him to the wrong person, her then friend, entitled Girl, during a sleepover. As we started the school year, my sister did a big commercial and she showed up in new clothes. Well, so did I. Anyway, it all started with our lockers being searched. My sister and I switched lockers because we were close to each other and I complained I was too short for a top locker and she was way too tall for a short one. We told the office we switched and it was okay. Well, that morning I came in and found my locker open with my school bag and binders all on the floor. We were told to go to the office and explain why our lockers were switched. Apparently, no one told the school administrators we did it and no one made note of the switch. I was also informed I had to remove all my Sailor Moon pictures from my binders as they were not complying with school, whatever it was. I requested to call my mother, which was allowed, while my sister was taken into a separate office. Okay, look, my mum is entitled, no ifs or buts about it. She was furious and we were pulled out for the day. Apparently, my sister's entitled girlfriend told people that the modeling gigs were all lies and my sister was selling drugs. Well, my friends and hers were all confused because they knew my sister modeled since 7th grade and were wondering why the entitled girl was spreading all these rumors. One of my friends who was in cheerleading with the entitled girl confronted her. Apparently, what my friend told me was pretty much this. If she's really a model, she'd have tutors and not be here in school with us. She's either a prostitute or dealing in drugs. I was floored because both my friend and I had seen the commercials and also how much work my sister did during the summer for these gigs. The entitled girl confronted me while I was working as a student aide in the special ed department. She asked me how much my sister made per gig and how many other models she knew. All these questions I did not know. Her modeling gigs were during times I was either in clubs at school or babysitting my neighbor's kid. All I did was turn around and ask, "So when will I get my copy of Interview with a Vampire back from you? It's been 3 months." The entitled girl told me her father had destroyed it and said it was proof enough that he could call CPS on my mother. She walked away and I realized how screwed this was and told my sister, who said she'd handle it. She couldn't handle it. The damage this entitled girl did was done. My sister was branded a slut, whore, and worse by several people who had no idea what was going on. She also turned down 3 shoots, though one was with the other model E, so she was happy to be rid of him. By then, he'd started to stalk her off and on, calling her and demanding to go on dates. I have another story for that. The entitled girl made the problems worse when she said I was in on my sis being on drugs, which I just couldn't believe someone would say that. This was proven false when several friends of mine and my sister backed us up. One of the people backing me up was someone I thought was a bully. Finally, a headshot was found in my sister's locker that proved she was a model. In fact, I was forced back into my top locker and take the picture to my door, so when I opened it, people would see it. The entitled girl demanded I take it down or be suspended, but I wasn't violating any rules, so I demanded her to try. The entitled girl was soon called out, and many of my sister's friends were angry enough to demand she was banned from cheerleading. The captain of the squad actually got the approval because this entitled girl caused enough drama. But this girl's entitled friend decided to actually demand us to place my sister in rehab. In fact, she demanded that my mum donate all my sister's earned money from modelling to their church. I remember this phone call because the entitled girl's father couldn't be bothered to come to our house to confront us. He decided to call us. He also threatened CPS, saying that because I was special ed, I should be in a special school. My mum was yelling so loudly over the phone, I swear you could hear her down the street. By now, my sister was crying nearly every day and transferred to a new school. It ended up in the news in 1999 for bad reasons. My sister's self-esteem hit an all-time low and she did end up smoking because of it. She did some modeling gigs and started dating the other model, E, much to her dislike of the jerk. After all of this, the entitled girl got her way. My sister was no longer at the school for the rest of the year. I was okay when I was bullied, but I was not okay when it was my sister. I got into a few arguments with the entitled girl and all around wanted to smack the absolute poop out of her.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We moved soon after, before my senior year. I was annoyed, but it was for my sister's sake. What sucked was that the entitled girl found me when we moved back at a local community college and begged me not to tell her policeman buddies what she did to my sister. I told her fine, but I told her one thing she had to obey. If she showed up at my anime club, I would have her escorted out by the police and I would file a restraining order. And since I was at the college way before her, she would have to drop out. She complied, but called me a lady for saying that she was banned from the anime club, which she liked. I plainly told her that I don't give a dang about what she liked. She hurt my sister and it was my turn to poo on the entitled girl's parade. I said this to her before parting. Party is over, princess. You're in my territory now. Have a nice day. Karma is a lady. She never got to join the FBI because guess who was really doing drugs? It wasn't my sister. Now, if you have any doubts about how long this story was, ask. Don't assume it's fake. When I bore witness to my sister's self-esteem going rock bottom, I still hear her crying and asking how she did anything wrong. She just made one lousy friend and it all came crashing down. Well, this story was certainly an interesting one. We've had a couple of interesting stories in this video. This one seemed to jump all over the place. Like, one minute we were doing modeling, then we were in school, then we were talking about anime clubs. I didn't really get it, but it was quite entertaining. But yeah, as I always say, it does suck the effect that entitled people can have on innocent people like your sister. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. If you enjoyed it, drop a like and comment and also subscribe to the channel. We are trying to hit 250,000 by Christmas Day. If you want more from me, click the playlist on screen right now and have a binge of all my entitled parents videos. With that being said, I will see you guys all tomorrow at 5 p.m. for the early video and 9 p.m. for a later entitled parents video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.